Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
Today on the Well One Connection, I have with me Rebecca Storm, DNP here at the HRMC Physicians Clinic. Rebecca, you provide family care, women's care, mm-hmm. and also prenatal care here as well. Why do we need it, mm-hmm. and what can you do here for prenatal care for our patients?
You bet. To me, prenatal care starts before you even conceive. So I see women for their annual wellness visits who are considering conceiving. So I will visit with you about your future fertility plans at those visits and make sure you're in the optimal state of health going into a pregnancy. So really, prenatal care starts before you're even pregnant. I consider myself part of a team here to take care of you. I work with our OBGYN, and I can see you for initial visit if you want, need to confirm your pregnancy. If it's a healthy, generally uncomplicated pregnancy, I typically see those patients up until their third trimester. Of course, if I have any questions along the way, I have the great benefit of having the OBGYN right here so I can ask them questions. Or make sure that they're in agreement with my treatment plan. Because ultimately, I'm part of a team here. I'm not going to be the one delivering you.
Right.
So the providers I work with need to know what's going on in your pregnancy as well. I've been on a team and we share patients because there's times when the OBGYN isn't available,
right,
or had to run off for a delivery. And I have an established relationship with you so I can see you at your OB visit and you can go about your day.
So the benefit of knowing your whole care team, mm-hmm. Is great. So what does prenatal care look like?
Yeah, you know, it really depends on the pregnancy.
Sure.
Every pregnancy is completely different. This is just kind of a general loose schedule, but typically we see patients between 8 to 10 weeks initially. We try to get an early ultrasound around 9 weeks for dating purposes. That initial OB visit is kind of a lengthy one. We draw some blood at that visit for multiple different things. We talk about your health history. We make sure you're taking a prenatal vitamin. We answer your questions. We give you a list of medications that are safe to take in pregnancy. We go through your medication list to make sure there isn't any medicine that you know we really need to mm-hmm. not be on being pregnant. That's typically between 8 to 10 weeks. Generally speaking, we see patients every 4 weeks up until their third trimester, and then they do get seen more frequently after that.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, you get an anatomy scan right around 20 weeks. That's when baby is big enough where they take a look at the kidneys, the heart, the brain, that visit when you can maybe find out if it's a boy or a girl. We listen to the heartbeat every 4 weeks when you come in as well. And then after 28 weeks, like I said, those visits are every maybe 1 to 3 weeks, depending on what's mm-hmm. going on in your mm-hmm. pregnancy. So mm-hmm. the closer you get to your due date, the more frequent the visits become.
So when you see a patient throughout, you can also see the baby mm-hmm. when they're delivered because mm-hmm. you are a family care mm-hmm. provider. So kind of that continued mm-hmm. care, and also can kind of continue to check in on mom and mm-hmm. maybe care for mom throughout for her family medicine needs as well.
Yes, absolutely.
So how is that? Is that fun to be able to see mom through
like
pregnancy and then, yeah.
I do. I like that a lot. And actually I have some babies where I've only started seeing the baby, let's say. And then I have their mom eventually on their schedule for initial prenatal visit, which is really fun. So I like seeing the whole family. I think it's, again, you get a better understanding of kind of family dynamics too. It's fun knowing more about my OB patient because I do take care of their other children. I appreciate that a lot. I know about their children's health.
Yeah.
Also, I love taking care of the baby of someone who did prenatal care with me because it's nice knowing before they even got pregnant, kind of their story, I guess. And it helps me understand them better too. I also want to make it as convenient as I can for
right.
for families because we all have lots of places to be and mm-hmm. nobody wants to go to multiple
right.
buildings, certainly, or multiple providers. So it's nice to have kind of a one-stop shop, essentially. Yeah,
yeah, that's wonderful. And in here to have that team if you do need that
mm-hmm.
advanced support. We have a pediatrician coming
absolutely.
This summer, which I'm sure
I'm
you're
really excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited about all the physicians I work with and the specialties that we have to offer. I'm excited about the pediatrician. There's been complex pediatric patients, and I'm really excited to have that pediatrician to either see the patient and or bounce ideas off of, which I think is really important. As a patient, I also want my provider to collaborate with other people, because ultimately you're paying for our opinion.
Yeah.
And it's nice when you have more than one person kind of looking at you and agreeing on the plan.
Right. It kind of brings in that whole care team aspect that you talked about with OB in a larger scale a little bit. Mm-hmm.
So, and I think that we'll be seeing more and more of that as time goes on, that you will have a team of people taking care of you. Mm-hmm. As long as everyone's on the same page, it's great.
Yeah. And it does increase that accessibility for the patient. Absolutely. So that they can get that care right when they need it. Do you see moms post? Do you do like 6 week?
Absolutely. Okay. I can, and I do often, if you wind up with a C-section and you need a 1 week incision check, I might be seeing your baby anyway. I'll do your incision check at the same time.
How nice is that?
Which is really, really nice. I can do your 6 week visit. It's really up to the patient. There are patients who maybe see me once and want to see the OBGYN the rest of the pregnancy. That's fine. My feelings will not be hurt. I'm here to do what I need to do and to take care of you, however it works. I have patients who maybe will see the OB for a couple of visits, might see me for a couple of visits, and it seems to work. So I can see you from before you conceive until after you deliver.
That's such a value to have here. And the fact that you really get to know those families and patients is so great too.
I hope at the end of the day, you're very pleased with how the whole process went.
Well, Rebecca, we appreciate all you do for the women and families you care for.
Best job in the world.
Thank you.
If you are in need of an appointment for women's health or OBGYN care at the HRMC Physicians Clinic with Rebecca Storm or OBGYN Dr. Tammy Davis, please call 605-353-7660.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Heron Regional Medical Center, online at heronregional.org.